This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. We're back for another live. Thanks to Centris. Every Friday on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube, it's Pat and JT. Thank you guys for watching. Or if you're watching, you should watch every Friday.
This is my Christmas decoration behind me.
That's very nice.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Hey, I've decided cat can't tear this down.
Yeah.
And I don't have to trudge around in January picking up lines off the front yard trying to take down Christmas decorations. It's one of two things. You put up Christmas decorations, it's like 45 degrees in December, like what the kind of weather we're having, you know, even right now. This is agreeable to putting up some Christmas decorations. And then comes January or February, and the bottom drops out of the temperature, and it's freezing cold, and all the extension lines are frozen to the ground, or you have to dig them out if you're wanting to take anything down, or you're just like, screw it, I'm leaving it up till March or May,
right?
Whatever happens.
Just ride with it. Own it.
Right?
Own it.
And, I was talking to somebody about that, and they said that fewer people were putting up lights in there. Thing, even though the weather's been so nice, she said, but I think it's just because everybody's so sick of trying to take everything down January, February. And she says, but we do have the one house that has all the lights every holiday. There's a light. There's a light for Valentine's Day. There's lights for, you know, everything's got lights. And she says, and they have all those damn blow-ups. And if you got them, God bless you. But it looks like a crime scene during the day. I'm just...
Right. It actually is very... It's very... it's disconcerting.
It is.
You guys, it's like all these poor dead puppy dogs and Santas and the reindeer are laying over on their face.
Isn't that a little traumatic for the kids?
Yeah. I mean, you would think so.
Santa
all folded in half backwards. Yeah. I would think it's super traumatic for the kids.
Just keep them blown up all the time.
Yeah.
Or don't do it.
Right. Yeah.
You're right. I think it's traumatic.
It is very traumatic. Oh, God, Mom. Why is Rudolph's dead?
It bothers me.
Well, and there's
there's
a neighborhood or a house in our neighborhood that they have probably 15 of them. So it looks like when you drive by there at night and they're all lit up, it's just like the whole yard is all covered. And then during the day, it's like it's covered up with a tarp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. Nikki, she said, I hate blowups. They're so loud, too. I never thought about that.
And if you have 15 of them. Yeah, it's right? Super, they are super loud. You're right, Nikki.
I don't have any in my neighborhood. No blowups in the neighborhood.
Our next door neighbor has one, and it's just one, and it's not that loud, but it's not that close to our house. But if
kinda
it was
like white noise,
kind of
helps you sleep a little.
Oh my gosh! Well, I definitely don't need any help sleeping tonight. I'm so tired from last night. Our Total Ship Show live at Hale Varsity Club. It was such a great time. We had so much fun. Yeah, I'm just super tired. I need vitamin D. All the vitamins.
No, I went to an event last night. It was at 88 Tactical, kind of a grand opening for their expansion. And it was a huge crowd of people that showed up. And yeah, I got there like at 4:30-ish and got out of there I think I got home a little after 9. But there was speakers and there were, Randy J. Goodwin was there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Shay, his buddy, is one of the owners. There were officials from Sarpy County. There were officials from Douglas County. There were officials from Papillion. It was just like law enforcement was there. It was, and then just so many people that I know that I'm just like, turn on like, oh my God, hello. I didn't know, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you sit and talk and then they had a great meal. And it was just, this knocked it out of the park. And so, yes. And I was like, and I had a mule is a drink that they make.
Nice.
I've never had a Moscow Mule. Never.
I mean, basically, because you put vodka in everything. So basically, I'm sure along the way, one of them accidentally fell in your mouth.
I've never had, because they're, I don't know. I guess I wasn't attracted to the whole ginger beer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, don't they use whiskey in those?
You can, I think there is a whiskey mule, I think. I don't know.
This one was a honey whiskey or something like that that was used. It was a little bit sweeter. But it was, yes, Laura, she said, need some beanery today. Yes.
Oh, man. I totally need some beanery.
Yeah. But it was the Yule Mule. And I had a couple of those. And then I drank a lot of water. But I'm still dragging. I'm just like, my eyeballs, wake up. But it was a ton of fun. And the place looks fantastic. It just looks fabulous. If you've ever been curious, highly recommend ask for a tour.
Yeah.
They'd be more than happy to show you around.
Same. The last night was just one of those things where it's like, was such a high and so much fun. Everybody that was there had so much fun that when it's over with, it's like, oh man, you're exhausted. But it was a great time. Malia and Katie and Amanda killed it, and all the fans that showed up, and we did it live on moment.co, and people all over the world were asking questions. It was a lot of fun. But I will say that the event was fantastic. But my favorite part was the fact that Cam, we all know Cam.
Cam Barome, he's one of our producers extraordinaire.
Yeah. And and everybody loves Cam. And so it was not yesterday. It was the day before. We're all sitting in a last minute meeting prepping for the show. And we're like, who's hosting this thing? And everybody looked at each other like, oh, we didn't even think about that. And so Chris Gorman, who also is up here, he's like, Cam, why don't you host it and dress up like a sailor? And instantly everybody's eyes lit up. And here's a picture if you're watching. This is what Cam looked like last night. He was a sailor. And it was inspired by, you remember the movie Cabin Boy? David Letterman, Chris Elliott, a long time ago, was inspired by that. Here's Cam last night on stage. And he, I don't know. It's hilarious. I'll post this picture as our episode art.
It's his Abby now for his Facebook page too.
Oh, it didn't take long.
No, it didn't take. He put that up and instantly people were like, what the hell is going on?
And he kept saying ahoy the whole night, like, because he'd help, you know, navigate through segments of the show.
It's like the one guy that knows, hola.
Well,
hola, ahoy.
And they told him at the end of the night, like, there was like 2 minutes left in the event. Like, oh, by the way, we don't say that anymore. He's like, well, thanks. You could have told me that like an hour and a half ago.
We don't say that. What? Well, maybe the pirates still do.
I don't know. Oh,
ahoy,
man.
Matey.
That ahoy. Was funny.
But that's kind of, honestly, that's kind of reminiscent of a little bit of Gilligan's Island there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Yo, him?
Yeah.
His
outfit.
He pulled from there. He pulled from Cowboy. He did mention Gilligan's Island for sure.
Yeah, a little first matey.
So thanks to everyone that came out last night. The old fashions were flowing, and it was a really good time at Hillvarsity Club.
Yeah, so fun stuff. All right, so just kind of taking a look at some of the stories that are happening. I'm going to throw this out here real quick just because I just started watching it and it's kind of good. If you get a chance on Netflix to watch the movie called The Shack, it's been around for a couple of years and it's a really cool feel good movie. You'll like it.
The Shack.
And it is, it's really, and Octavia Spencer stars in it. And I love her.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one of those, it's a good Christmas style movie without being about Christmas. If you get what I'm saying. Okay.
Got it.
One story that was trending this week, we didn't get a chance to drop it in Wednesday or Thursday because we had guests, right? And it just didn't seem appropriate to drop this in at the beginning of the podcast before we got a chance to talk to the guests that we had in. Have you heard anything about Cocaine Bear?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a movie. And Cocaine Bear, I think it's coming. Is it coming in January? When is it being released? I got to look here. December 2019 was when it was announced. 2021. Maybe it just came out last year. I think. No, it just came out. Just came out this year. Maybe. Okay. Oh, February. February. Thank you. I was right. Just trust your gut. Trust your gut, Jill. Trust your gut. Okay. So it comes out in February. It's called Cocaine Bear. Based on a true story about a bear, an American black bear, that happened across a duffel bag. That I guess fell out of a drug dealer's plane.
Lucky bear.
And it ate the cocaine.
Oh, man. Not lucky bear.
Not lucky bear. But it ate the cocaine. And then apparently went on a rampage. No doubt. It didn't. I don't know if it kills the bear. I'm not really sure how this all ends up. I don't want to give anything away. But it is scheduled for release in February. And it stars Kerry Russell is in this. Right. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. Hold on.
TBT.
Right. And there are a few other names that you would recognize. Ray Liotta's in it. which is not such a shock, I guess, really. God dang it. I always wish he would have just like crossed that line and go into the next echelon, you know, the big names. I always liked him so much. He always ends up in the B movies. But Christina, thank you. She says, Cocaine Bear is an insane story. Cocaine Bear is about him going on this spree. And they said that the guy actually then jumped off the plane with a faulty parachute. He died. The bear was found 3 months later in the north part of Georgia alongside like 40 open plastic containers of cocaine. But the bear was then killed. Okay. And he is on display. Thank you, Kentucky, at the Kentucky Fun Mall in Lexington, Kentucky, who named the creature Cocaine Bear in 2015. So it's a true story from 1985.
Wow.
So Elizabeth Banks is the director.
Just funny it's probably a pretty regional story back then anyway. And now it's just coming to light, but such a random.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. So random.
So yeah. So be watching for that. But it sounds like I don't want to say campy, but it sounds like there's a little bit of some humor, but also kind of like a campy horror story. I don't know. Something along those lines.
Rolling up through the woods and go over the top of this hill and you see a bear doing lines on a log. You're like, holy cow. Cocaine bear.
I think he more or less just ate the whole bag. But yeah,
rookie.
I saw just a couple of scenes from it, and there it is kind of humorous in a very dark way.
Yeah.
Just gonna say. So got that. What else is going on? Okay, so found also on Twitter, if you get a chance, a kind of a fun follow is called Google Trends. And it's just things that are going on that people are searching for across the country and what the top stories are, et cetera. And I love things like that. One of them that's out right now, one of the big searches, unbelievably, Ariana Grande and her Christmas song, Santa Tell Me, is being outsearched or is outsearching All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Whoa, Mariah's going to be pissed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the states, and Nebraska's one of them, we're searching more for Santa Tell Me than All I Want for Christmas. The states, I think, that are searching for Mariah, North Dakota, Colorado, Nevada, Louisiana. Everybody else is searching for Ariana Grande.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That's the makings of a battle, I think, right there. And then another Christmas song that's being searched a lot. Never heard of it before, but that's because it was just recently released right after Thanksgiving. Philadelphia Eagles have put together a Christmas song. Actually, they put together a Christmas album. And the album itself, I think they're releasing one new song each week leading up to Christmas. Started with the first one on Black Friday. And this is Jason Kelsey, Jordan Mulata, and Lane Johnson. They're all play for the Eagles. Okay. So you don't expect that they're going to be singers. You don't expect.
Here we go. Here's a little clip of it.
Okay.
I mean, they're really good. I mean, what? That like gave me goosies. I stopped when we were like prepping for this. I just listened to the first like 5 seconds. I didn't know they hit that upper register. That was pretty good.
I want to know how they hit that.
I don't know if you do or not. That was awesome.
So one new song a week, but that was getting searched like crazy on Google Trends. And they call it a Philly special miracle. Let's see what else is in here in Google Trends that we were looking at. What else did I mention before? Christmas time. Oh, Christmas decorating.
Yeah.
How to decorate a mailbox. How to decorate a bay window. How to decorate a Christmas tree like a pro. How to decorate a sparse Christmas tree.
Sparse? That's random.
That's called a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. That's what you want to do. But those were the big questions people were asking Google the last week or so as they were trying to get things decorated. So anyway, it's kind of a fun look at what people are looking for. If you're curious what everybody else is searching and if you're on track with them. So a couple comments here. Cocaine Bear. Yes. One says very 80s. Yes, it's so 80s. Of course, it's 1985. Christine says apparently at one point, Waylon Jennings owned the cocaine bear, the stuffed cocaine bear.
Really?
That doesn't shock me either.
Yeah.
Huh. And Liz is there. Good morning, Liz. Happy Friday.
I just, the whole cocaine bear thing, like it's, I love and I hate the internet because now if cocaine bear had happened, we'd all know it all around the world. And now we're just now starting to learn stories that happened a long time ago because we didn't have the internet back then or social media, not necessarily internet, but social media.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I'm just fascinated by that kind of stuff. Those it's little crazy. Rando stories.
It's crazy that there are stories that are, that come out of the 70s, 80s, 90s. Like we were there. Mm-hmm. How did we not know about this?
Yeah.
Because nobody covered it at the time. Speaking of bears, too, I'm going to throw one other weird little angle story at you. Jeremy Allen White, he used to be on the show Shameless. He was Lip. You might remember. He was one of my favorite characters on that show. He was on there all 10 years. And he said when he did leave, it left a very sad hole in his life. And I bet it did. And then he just kind of went away. And now he's been doing other TV shows. And I think he's had one out there called The Bear, which is on FX, which has nothing to do with real bears. But he also had to gain a bunch of weight for a new show, A24. It has it coming out. It's called The Iron Claw. And that is about wrestler Kerry Von Erich. He gained 40 pounds of muscle to be on that movie. And he's been getting all kinds of other scripts now on top of it and kind of a resurgence in popularity. So
I love. He's a great actor.
I think he's really good. I do. I really like him. But I really love the character Lip.
Same.
All of those characters, honestly. Everybody, all the kids were really good that were on that show. So there was that. And I'm seeing if there's anything else that's really of note. I mean, what could beat Cocaine Bear?
I mean, seriously, what can beat Cocaine Bear and Cam in a sailor outfit?
And Cam in a sailor outfit. Karina just popped in, made another live. Hello, Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Thank you for jumping in. Laura says the reason why we didn't know about cocaine bears, there was no Twitter back then. Thank God there wasn't, though.
Yeah.
Just saying. Oh, God. We would have lived our lives very differently, I think.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, 100% we would have.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, so heading into the weekend, first weekend of December. Unbelievably, got a good 2 weeks of work to go. And that third week's going to be real iffy because most people are going to be 1 foot out the door, I think.
I think a lot of people are 1 foot out the door already. No, I'm not saying anybody specific. I'm just saying in general, I think a lot of people are 1 foot out the door.
December's tough.
December is tough.
It is.
Yeah.
So we'll be in 2023 before you know it.
Well, thank you, everybody. And you guys, if you're just listening to this, make sure every Friday, because who would not want to see these faces that are tired and washed out and look like our livers are failing? Who would not want to see these faces on Fridays? But if you are, we're on Facebook, YouTube, and also on Twitter live every single Friday. And
right?
I want to thank you guys for watching and listening.
Do me a favor before you pop out. Mm-hmm. Liz just said she needs to see the picture of Cam. She came in late today, and because it's you, Liz, we'll show you. There you go.
That's Cam. I don't know if I have time. Hold on. I got to do this real quick because I think I have it still. There's a picture of Cam from the back and his pants didn't fit well.
Oh,
it's funny. So I'm going to have to show this real quick.
That's all right.
Sorry, Cam, but this is going to take just a second.
He was, Liz, he was dressed up like that because he was being the host for Total Ship Show at Hell Varsity Club.
And
so they wanted something sailor-esque, and that's the best he could do.
The funny thing is they didn't request anything. We just did it and surprised them. So I'm glad they didn't get mad, but they loved it.
That's awesome. I just want to know where he had all that stuff hidden. Was that in his
That's a whole nother story. He went to a costume shop in Benson. And so he was in the dressing room and sending Chris pictures and stuff.
Is this good?
In the dressing room.
Is this good? Mm-hmm. You like this one?
It's a couple dudes. Pictures. Yeah.
How about this hat? Yeah. It's also, it says Abby on his Facebook page. Did you find it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know that we're live, but I'm trying. Oh, there we go. Okay. Sorry.
Ibsen. Thank you, Laura.
I've always had a hard time saying that. Ibsen. A few recent photos. Here it is. Okay. Sorry, you guys. Here it comes. This is Cam walking away after this first picture, and then Cam exiting stage left. Boink, his pants almost down to the floor.
They look like maybe oddly that they were big for him.
Mm-hmm. They were. That's all they had.
That's hard to believe.
I know. Seriously. He's 7'12".
And probably didn't even feel the fact that they were sliding down his jeans.
He didn't. All right. So you guys, thank you for listening and watching. I'll post those pictures on our social media. But thank you guys for
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.